You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
The word is CTI. Spelled C as in cyber, T as in threat, and I as in intelligence. Definition: information used by leadership to make decisions regarding the cybersecurity posture of their organization. Example sentence: NSA gathers foreign cyber threat intelligence and works to determine attribution of malicious cyber intrusions. Context: cyber threat intelligence operations are a newer subset of those general purpose intelligence operations that have been around since the world was young. According to Professor Lou Levitius of the University of Tennessee in his Great Courses class, Espionage and Covert Operations, intelligence work in the form of espionage first appears in the written historical record around 2000 BC on a clay tablet that was found on the banks of the Euphrates River. Ever since the beginning, though, intelligence has been about collecting information for leaders to use in making decisions. One common mistake is to confuse intelligence with news. If you are reading a weather report because you are interested in the chances that rain will ruin your picnic this weekend, that's news. If the rain forecast causes you to change venues from the park to your garage, that is intelligence. The intelligence process is the same for all intelligence operations. Get information requirements from the boss, collect data that might answer those information requirements, analyze the data and create a report, and finally, distribute that report to the boss. The kinds of intelligence produced by each individual team will vary widely, though, depending on what the leader wants to know. That is why intelligence products by corporate cyber threat intelligence teams are completely different from, say, the CIA's National Intelligence Estimate designed for the President of the United States. Cyber threat intelligence didn't really get a start until the late 1990s. According to Jason Healy, senior research scholar at Columbia's University School for International and Public Affairs, the Department of Defense assigned the first official cyber intelligence officer, Bob Gurley, to the newly formed Joint Task Force Computer Network Defense, or JTF-CND, in 1998. Prior to that, Staff Sergeant Bob Goad was unofficially performing cyber intelligence work at the relatively new DoD CERT. Also in 1998, a commercial company called iDefense became the first intelligence service designed for the private sector. Nerd reference. In February 2013, the commercial cyber intelligence company Mandiant released the now famous 74-page APT-1 report that told the story of how the Chinese military had been conducting cyber espionage operations against almost 150 different commercial and government organizations around the world. Chinese cyber espionage had begun in the early 2000s, and the U.S. military's secret codename for it was Titan Rain. But prior to the APT-1 report, nobody, except for Google in 2010, talked about successful cyber breaches against their organization for fear that public knowledge would impact their bottom line. In the government space, cyber attacks were not a mainstream concern. The Mandiant APT-1 report challenged all of that and catapulted commercial cyber intelligence as a legitimate business. According to Nick Selby, writing for Dark Reading back in 2014, one of the most positive impacts of the APT-1 report is the undeniable rise in the stature of the threat intelligence industry.
And now, a message from CyberBit. Mastering cybersecurity is like mastering a sport. You build muscle memory through rigorous practice, then you train as a team to foster cohesion while operating under pressure. Like athletes, cybersecurity professionals thrive on hands-on simulation. But traditional courses, certifications, and open-source labs won't build you a winning team. You need CyberBit. CyberBit offers a hyper-realistic simulation environment for your SOC, IR, and C-suite to refine your skills, all using the market-leading SIEMs, EDRs, firewalls, and WAFs they use every day. CyberBit is offering CyberWire listeners a free live fire exercise. Sign up your team now at cyberbit.com/cyberwire.